produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
God bless you on this day. We thank God for this opportunity to speak to you, God's people. We give honor to God for allowing us to see this day, for Him allowing us just to be blessed to see a whole new year. To God be the glory, to His Son Jesus, to the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We thank God for all of you today. I give honor first, amen, to my wife, Dr. Elliott. We thank God for you today. To all the bishops, your wives, the elders, the leaders, to the priests, those that are on the wall praying and laying prostrate before God every single day. We honor you on this day. To our daughter, Kayla, in the gospel, and all our daughters, spiritual sons, and all those that pray with us and pray for us all the time. We give honor to all of you that are on the networks, all of you that listen to our broadcast every single day. We're praying for you. We thank God for you. If you lift us up, and we're lifting you up every single day, to God be the glory. All those that are behind the scenes working, that these broadcasts may be heard, God bless you, and we're praying for you, and we know that God truly has a blessing with your name on it. And we're so honored today just to share the word of God with you just for a few moments to bless your heart, that you may continue to be encouraged in this new year, new season that God have given us. If you'll just take a moment to turn with me today, Matthew chapter 14, to all the prophets, evangelists, prophetess, leaders, title, non-title, to all of you, we honor you today. To the children, God bless you. Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. This is the King James Version. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring what you got to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and looked up to heaven. He blessed it and he broke it and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they had fed, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. Let's pray over the word of God. Father God, we thank you this day. We thank you, O God, for your spirit, O God, for your mercy, your strength, and kindness right now, for being so good to us, oh God. You have blessed us to make it open to a new year, but God, we want to make sure that we thank you for every day that you brought us through in 2023. Every day that it stormed, every day that it rained, every day, God, that somebody died or was killed, oh God, you yet covered us under your blood. And so, God, we just want to tell you thank you this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for every blessing. Thank you for every miracle, oh God. Every day you kept us over the airways, oh God, over the highways and from every boundary, oh God. We want to tell you thank you right now. Every hospital room that you went in, oh God, every nursing home, every hospice care center, God, every place you gave mercy, comfort and strength. Lord, we want to tell you, thank you this day in the name of Jesus. God, I am but a vessel right now. And I ask you, oh God, if you would just put your word and anointing down inside of me. But for these few moments, oh God, I will make sure that I give your name all of the glory, honor, and praise in your son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. I just want to use for a few moments and then we're going to move forward in a prayer as we close this word out today. I just want to use for thought. God is going to use what's in your bag. God is going to use what's in your bag. This is an amazing passage of scripture that we have here this day. And we're so grateful that God is just so good to us all the time. As we look out among us today and we just see so much that's going on in our world. But can I yet tell you that even in the midst of everything that's going on, God is still in control. The enemy or our enemies can do nothing unless God gives them permission to do it. I've read and I've heard my entire life that in everything that we do, that we should make sure that we learn how to give thanks unto God from whom all of our blessings flow. I'm so humbled right now and thankful because, again, God just allowed us to come into a new year. If you would just take a moment just to think, just to look back over your life, just this past year and the things that God done this past year, every accident that he blessed you to come out of, every time you boarded a flight and you flew somewhere, every time the cupboard got low and seemed like things were going to run out, did not God make a way out of no way? And yes, we're praying over those that don't have as much as others have, but yet it's still God have made a way out of no way. And God, we just want to make sure that we tell you, thank you. When I look at this text today, it's intriguing. It's so good because it breaks down into so many different layers. It starts out talking about John the Baptist and John the Baptist being beheaded. Then it leads from the story of John the Baptist to Jesus making his way out into the desert, making his way out into a barren place. And even though he's going to a barren place, not to a funeral of John the Baptist, but yet and still I see the blessing of the people making their way out to the desert. I just wonder, amen, if it's anyone under the sound of my voice, have you ever been in a desert situation? Have you ever felt like there was no hope, that you were barren, that nothing would happen for you, that nothing would break loose, that nothing would turn around? And then here comes hope against hope. Here comes faith against faith, and God just comes in, and some way, somehow, God causes a miracle to happen. That's what I love about God, because when it seemed like all hope is gone, when it seemed like the ship is going to be destroyed, when it seemed like we're not going to make it there on time, when it seemed like there's not going to be no food to cook, no water to drink, when it seems like there won't be no roof of our head nor clothes on our back, God will just some way, somehow will make a way out of no way. So I want to understand and just give God glory today and just begin to say, God, thank you. Because when God says, I'm going to use what you have in your bag, what God is saying to y'all and saying to me is, well, there were everything that you already have, everything that you already need is already down inside of you. I don't need you to go and get nothing else. I don't need you to go and get nobody else. Everything that you need is down inside your bag. And the bag is talking about what's down inside your heart. Is it praise down inside of you? Is it to give God name glory at all time down inside of you? I'm like Paul sometimes when Paul said that I've learned that whatever state that I'm in, I've learned yet to give God name glory. I've learned how to get God name praise. I've lost some friends along the way, but I'm still going to give God name praise. I've been at my lowest edge sometime and felt like I was in the gutters of life, but I still made up in my mind that I was going to give God name praise. Sometimes you may have been in a backslidden condition, but you said, God, you know what? I'm still still going to give your name praise. I've been shipwrecked and left for dead, God, but I'm still going to give your name praise. I've been in a cave like Elijah, but God, I'm still going to give your name praise. I've been Jonah and I didn't want to go to Nineveh to run a revival, God, but Lord, I know some way, somehow, I'm still going to give your name praise. And I want to tell you today, you may feel like the disciples felt. They out here in the desert now, and all these thousands of people, and they're thronging Jesus. And Jesus had compassion on them, and he's healed them, and he spoke over them, and they're strengthened, and they encouraged now. And now it's gotten late in the day, praise God. And now it's time for everybody to go home. But Jesus understanding, saying, wait a minute here. We cannot send all these folk home. And now they've gotten fed spiritually. Now we need to feed them naturally. Do anybody understand what I'm saying? I fed your spiritual man. So now I need to feed your natural man. Can you understand the difference? Amen. The spiritual man is full and he's running over. But I don't want to send you home and yet still being home. I filled one empty void. I want to make sure that the other void is filled in the name of Jesus. And so looking out among the crowd, amen, and knowing that these people have nothing to eat and they have nowhere to go to get nothing, the disciples said, like some of us would, Jesus, just send them home. Just send them on their way. And Jesus like, wait a minute here. It's thousands of people that are out here. What do you mean just send them home? Like we have no responsibility. Well, Jesus, we fed them spiritually. They've been at the revival. They're blessed. They're strengthened now. Faith has came back. Hope has came back. Homes are healed. You know, the sick are raised up. Blinded eyes have been opened. Blood has started back flowing. He's saying, wait a minute now. Send them alone that way. And Jesus like, you misunderstanding who I am. We cannot do this. We cannot sit here and have all these people out here that are hungry and just decide to send them on their way. Somebody would say right now, say, God will use what's in your bag. You ought to look at yourself or touch somebody else right now and say, what do you have in your bag? You might have some chewing gum down in your bag. You may have a scarf or a towel down in your bag. You may have a cell phone. You may have some Kleenexes down in your bag. But I want to know, what do you have something in your bag that can help somebody? Watch out, Bishop. Do you have something in your bag that can give somebody some strength today? Do you have something in your bag that will make you press on beyond the brink of the rope? Do you have something in your bag to make demons tremble and demons flee today? Oh, God, help us right now. I feel the power of the blood stirring right now. What do you have down in your bag? I know some carry a bag and they carry weapons down inside their bag. And some don't have nothing. They just carry a bag just to have a bag. But I'm trying to speak life into somebody's dead situation right now, because somebody needs to have something down in their bag. Somebody broken today and they need to have something down in their bag. Somebody marriage is on the rock, but they need to have something down in their bag. Somebody child is on life support today. But I want to know, mother, do you have something down in your bag? Father, your son is over there. Come on here, expected to get life in prison. But I want to know, do you have something in your bag? Bishop, I see your clergy calling. I know you're the overseers over 20 jurisdictions. But I just want to know today, do you have something down in your bag? I know you're the leader of a mega church. But do you have something down in your bag? The man that was laying down begging. And when the man of God showed up, he asked him a question. Can I just change it for a moment? I know he stuck out his cup. But can I say, he just basically said, what do you have in your bag? And Peter looked at the man and said, in this bag, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Rise up and take up thy bed and walk. I wonder, do you have something to have those that cannot walk to walk again? I wonder, do you have something in your bag that can help restore sight to the blind? I wonder, do you have something in your bag to make people feel like they love again? I wonder, do you have something in your bag that can restore those that have been broken, that are walking around that want to commit suicide and murder? My God, what do you have in your bag today? Do you have any joy in your bag? Do you have any strength in your bag? Do you have any perseverance in your bag? Do you have any long suffering in your bag? Do you have any patience in your bag. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I wonder, what do you have in your bag? If God had ever done something for you, I wish you would tell somebody what I got in my bag. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. To God be the glory. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always, and I'm so glad that I got some down in my bag. I got some in my bag that make me run when ain't nobody chasing me. I got some in my bag that give me joy when I ain't got a dime to my name. When I feel lower than low, when I feel that I'm not worthy, I just reach down in my bag. Can I help somebody today, Bishop? And can I tell them, what do I have down in my bag? I got some in my bag called the Word of God. I got some in my bag called hope for tomorrow. I got some down in my bag that give me strength when I'm in my lowest place. I got some down in my bag that stir up my soul, that when my son died, I'm so glad I had something down in my bag. When the Lord came and got my mama, I'm so glad that I had something down in my bag. When he just came back this past year and got my daddy, I'm so glad that I had something down in my bag. When he came and got my wife, grandmother, when he came and got granny, I'm so glad that I had something down in my bag. When he came and got my father-in-law, and I had to strengthen my wife and my daughters, I'm so glad that I had something down in my bag. Come on here and lift my spirit and lift my soul. And can I help encourage somebody today? You may be down, but reach down in your bag. Reach down in your soul. Reach down in your heart. God want to use what you have in your bag. God want to use what you have in your bag. And they wanted to send them away. And Jesus said, what do you have in your bag? Woo, this is good. I got to stop. Woo, the Lord said, what do you have in your bag? And they said, Jesus, all we have in our bag is two little fishes and a few small loaves. That's all we got, two fishes and five little small loaves. God, what that going to do? What they're going to do? And the Lord just said, give me what you got. And all between all of them, between all the disciples, all they had was two fishes and five loaves. But can I bless you today? Amen. When I looked at this thing, amen, just the exegesis, just a little bit, and just explain it out a little bit as I was driving, and God gave it to me the other day. And he said, son, I said, God, wait a minute here. I didn't preach this text a lot of times in my life of preaching God. And I just don't know what different can you show me after all preaching this thing this many times. And God says, son, just look at it for a moment. I told you I was going to use what you had in your bag. He said, when you come on here, he says, I want to do some addition before I do some multiplication. He said, first off, amen, when you take five and seven and you add it together, I know it sounds simple because all you do is you get seven, but you get God perfect number. And when you get my perfect number, you know you got to be getting me. I said, Lord, thank you. I had never even looked at it that way. Somebody else may have saw it, but he's just not showing it to me. I had the number seven, and God said, that ain't all. He said, wait a minute here. The greatest blessing don't come through addition, but the greatest blessing come through multiplication. He said, wait a minute here, son. He said, I want you to look at what my son does. What is what I need y'all to do? What do you have in your bag? To what seemed like it's not a whole lot to you. God said, I want to multiply what you got. Take it and add it together and then multiply it in the name of Jesus. And so I want to just tell you today that they reached down in their bag and they got out seven items. And then they say the Lord began to multiply it, the seven items that they had. But then God began to expand this thing out a little bit more. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Can I just ask you one more time for the Holy Ghost? What do you have in your bag? Because God want to use what you got in your bag today. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. I was looking at this thing and said, wait a minute, God. I said, wait a minute here, God. You were looking at this thing, and I need to explain this thing just a little bit greater. He said, wait a minute here. You got to realize, amen, it's greater than what it says on the paper. Because they listen to what we tell the story about the food, and we took the food to feed them. but he gave us to feed the world. And you got to understand what you just said, Bishop. You are not the bread. You are not the fishes in the loaf. You are the 5,000. I have commissioned you to go out into the ends of the earth and take your bag and feed the nations. Y'all didn't hear me today. Take your bag and feed the world. Take your bag and feed the masses. Take your bag to the nursing home. Take your bag to the homeless. Take your bag to the mission home. Take your bag to every corner of the world. Take your bag to Baghdad. Take your bag to Scotland. Take your bag to Asia. Take your bag to Europe. Take your bag to South America. Take your bag to every nation. There are over 8 billion people on this planet. And you need to take your bag to every soul. Knock on doors and pull back cover. Go where the fish is at in the name of Jesus. Get out your dry place. I brought you out here to the desert so I could bless you. I got you out here to the desert so I could commission you. Now go ye all ye until the uttermost part of the world. Take your bag. Take your bag. The anointing of God is down in your bag. The grace of God is down in your bag. The favor of God is down in your bag. Send you over here and I commission you to go over here. It's down in your bag. Where's my bag at, bitch? I don't see no bag on my arm. There's a bag down in your belly. There's a belly flowing with rivers of water coming out your belly. There's the anointing of God coming out your bag. Take your bag and go and destroy curses. Take your bag and go and destroy witches. Take your bag and go and speak over the sick. Take your bag and go and restore marriages and heal leaders. Restore, start revival, preach revival, give revival in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. God, I pray over every nation. Lord, I pray over your people right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray over the warfare that's going on in every nation. I pray over your people in every country right now, God, that no voice will be silent another day. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare healing. I declare the power of God. I speak, oh God, and allow, oh God, for the Holy Ghost to fall down in the name of Jesus. So, God, as you put in the hand of Elijah, to shut up heaven, God, for 3.5 years. Oh God, the power that you have decreed and put in our belly, the power that you have put in our hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray over every nation. Lord, I pray over every state of the union. I pray over every presidency. Lord, I pray over every pauper. I pray over every broken mother. God, I pray over every survivor. I pray over every soul that's been molested. I pray over every mind that's been destroyed. God, I rebuke every cancer and disease right now. By your blood and by your power, raise up the sick and heal them right now, the name of Jesus. Those that have come through this storm and the rain, God, heal them. Those that have been broken for a long time, they've been walking the street, God, they've been forgotten about, but God, I declare and I speak over their lives right now. Let the anointing come in, God, and heal. Raise them up, God, for your glory. Raise up soldiers for a time such as this, God, so we don't have no more time to lose. We got to reach the souls. We got to reach the lost at any cost. We got to give the word in season, not a season. God, I pray over every nation. Lord, I pray over all these networks that we have, God, and give increase right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray over every televangelist. I pray over every prophet, oh God, and prophetess. I pray over every bishop. I pray over every priest. I pray over every husband, every wife, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. I pray over the sick, oh God. I pray over the bound that they be loose. I pray over those that have not given mercy, those that need forgiveness right now. I pray that joy be restored back in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you'll pour back in all those that are poured out, oh God. Lord, find those that are lost. Heal those that are sick. Let us redeem the time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, because, Lord, we know that you're soon to come. Lord, you're soon to come. God, as being your manservant today, God, as long as there's a mandate over my life, oh God, use me, God, to do your will. If you want me to prophesy, oh God, use me to prophesy. If you want me, God, to interpret, oh God, use me to interpret your will, oh God, whatever you would have me to do, oh God. But Lord, I pray that we will walk in a spirit of in obedience in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that we would run and not be weary, God. We'll walk and not faint, oh God, that we'll stop if we must, but we won't quit and give up in the name of Jesus. For time is running out, and the time that we had, we'll have no more in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, help us to simplify your word to thy people. Lord, I pray in advance of every evangelist that goes out. I pray the way be made for every prophet and prophetess that goes out in the name of Jesus. Look on every pastor, God, every bishop. Look on every soul, God, that goes out, oh God, in your name, that they won't take your glory, God, and they won't embarrass the kingdom of heaven. Pray, God, that we be on one accord, direct our pathways, God, that we'll stop trying to tear down one another, God, to be a platform for ourselves. But God, we'll walk humble and boldly, God, before thine people, God. These are your people, Lord. None of them belong to us, no matter the shepherds that we are, God. All these are your sheep, oh God. But help us to be a right shepherd. Help us to be holy shepherds, oh God. Help us, oh God, to speak your will over your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to thank you as I close out this prayer, oh God. I pray, God, for every nation. Lord, I pray for every priest, every servant, God, their callings, their anointings, oh God, their jurisdictions, oh God, the territory that you have them in, their regions, their districts, oh God, wherever you have them planted at, oh God, in this earth, oh God. I know they're strategically planted, oh God. God, I pray for every gift that every prophet that you have assigned in this world, God. I pray, God, that they gift that not be blocked, oh God, and that they will flow under the anointing of God like never before in the name of Jesus. That, God, that the seers would see, the prophets would prophesy, the preachers would preach, the bishops will oversee, oh God. I pray for every pope, every cardinal, God, every person in their position, every pastor, leader, every person, oh God. I pray for every soul this day, the sick, oh God, the forgotten about, the wounded soldiers, those that are in prison, those that are in prison in their mind, those that need psychiatric help, oh God. Lord, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. The mothers and fathers that are mourning, those that are broken, those that have been left for dead, the friends that have backstabbed them and betrayed them. Lord, I pray over every atmosphere, oh God. I pray over every building, every sidewalk, every piece of pavement, God, every yard full of grass, every barren place, every desert, oh God, every garden, every wilderness, every nation, every country, every city, every small parcel, whatever that it could possibly turn into, every molecule, oh God, every atom. Lord, I pray of it right now in the name of Jesus. The things we've forgotten that we had made a vow and promise, God, restore it back to our heart and soul. That, Lord, we'll be humble, oh God, to come before your throne and repent of every wrong and idle word we have given in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray in advance that this message, oh God, and this prayer will give increase to somebody's life that will strengthen them and to help turn their life around. God wants to use what you have in your bag. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.